Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We're going to kick things off with a couple of budget and tax-related items. Then we'll quickly cover an update on the countywide EMS conversation and wrap things up with the latest on our summit, the county's year-long community visioning project. Let's get into the news. At this week's county council meeting, the county manager and county finance officer gave an introduction to the recommended 2024 budget. The manager's proposed budget will be presented in detail in several upcoming meetings. On October 18th, a cost of living adjustment, personnel, and recommended new positions will be discussed. On October 25th, they'll cover new programs and areas of significant increases. On November 1st, there will be potential department appeals and areas of council interest. On November 8th, there will be a budget discussion in terms of council work plan and priorities to make sure they're in alignment. On November 13th, there will be a discussion about special revenue funds, including TRT, RAP, restaurant, and other taxes. On November 29th, there will be a discussion about county service districts and a discussion related to unfunded projects, capital projects, and any unresolved concerns. County Council and staff will also meet in a strategic planning retreat on October 30th and 31st to discuss 2024 work plan priorities and how they will impact the 2024 budget. If you're interested in giving comment about the 2024 budget, there will be two public hearings on the final proposed budget that are scheduled for December 6th and December 13th, with location and time to be announced. On December 13th, the 2024 budget and any 2023 budget amendments are scheduled to be adopted.
Also at council this week, the county notified the council of its intent to levy a tax rate which exceeds the county's certified tax rate. This notification of intent is the first step in a longer truth in taxation process that will take place over the next few months. The truth in taxation encourages transparency and provides an opportunity for residents to comment on the proposed increase before the county council makes a final decision. Presented at this week's council meeting, a tax increase that would bring in almost $5.5 million to cover what Council Chair Roger Armstrong described as a needs-based 2024 budget. The additional funds would help cover unfunded projects next year, including the countywide EMS system, as well as heightened staffing needs.
For the county's general fund, a 15.6% increase was proposed, which would bring in $2.8 million. For the average primary resident with a home value of $1.3 million, this would equate to a $45.49 increase in this line item on their property tax bill. And we want to be clear that this is not a 15% increase in the overall tax bill. In this case, it's just the amount in the Summit County General Fund, which is a single line item that makes up the total property tax bill. For the assessing and collecting fund, the proposed increase would cost the average primary resident $22.88 on this line item of their property tax bill. The general fund and the assessing and collecting fund are collected from all parcels in Summit County. And for the municipal services fund, which funds services like garbage and law enforcement to county residents that live outside of cities and towns, the proposed increase would cost the average primary resident in unincorporated Summit County $12.02 on this line item of their property tax bill. Finally, the proposed increase to Service Area 6 would support road maintenance in subdivisions outside of cities and towns. The cost to the average primary resident in Service Area 6 is estimated at $91.39 for this line item on their property tax bill.
Please keep in mind that these proposed increases represent a ceiling in which the county could increase the tax rate. Through the truth in taxation process, these numbers are not to be exceeded. The council could choose to increase by the full amount, settle on a lesser amount, or decide not to increase at all. Tax rates are certified on June 22nd, 2024, so the council will have until then to decide. The public hearings on the rates will be December 6th and 13th of this year. We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on more specific details surrounding those meetings as the process moves forward.
And next up, the council also convened as the governing body of Park City Fire Special Service District. For some context before we talk about this, last year the interlocal agreements between the county and Park City Fire were amended and extended for Park City to continue to provide ambulance service to the area covered by each of the three fire districts in the county, Park City, North Summit, and South Summit. They are one-year agreements that expire November 2nd of this year. In late September of this year, Council decided to fund basic 911 EMS service countywide moving forward. The county has entered into a contract with each of the three fire districts to do so. Each fire district will be responsible to provide EMS with its boundaries. These contracts don't go into effect until January 1st of 2024. If you want more detail on this, go back and listen to our September 22nd episode, where we dive a bit deeper on the future of EMS service in the county. But as you may have noticed, that leaves us with a two-month gap between November and January in ambulance coverage. So at this week's council meeting, council approved to extend the status quo. This means that Park City Fire will continue to provide ambulance service to all three fire districts through the end of this year until the new agreements take effect in January of 2024, when each fire district will take over EMS services within their boundaries as funded by the county.
County staff and the project team from Logan Simpson provided an update to County Council and both the Snyderville Basin and Eastern Summit County Planning Commissions on the year-long community visioning process. This meeting was the first time that County Council has met with both planning commissions jointly. The draft of the vision statement was discussed in addition to the key objectives that emerged from the public input. Planning commissioners responded to the vision statement and overall findings and discussed potential next steps once the visioning process concludes, including how to take action on the findings.
Just a reminder, this is the last weekend you'll have to participate in Phase 3 of our summit, the county's community visioning project. Your responses will directly impact and guide the future of Summit County, including key decisions made by Summit County Council and both of our planning commissions. You can help us by understanding how you prioritize certain features of your local community, what enhancements you would like to see, and how you think growth should be handled. Please take questionnaire 3 by Sunday night, which is this October 15th, at rsummitcounty.com.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.